A campus outreach mourns the loss of its own in the Virginia Tech massacre. A name change focuses direction for one Christian group, and a Malawi ministry is threatened by a food crisis. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A South Korean student is responsible for gunning down 32 students on the campus of Virginia Tech Monday. He's identified as 23-year-old Cho Sung Wee. Among the victims, students with Campus Crusade for Christ. Campus Crusade's Tony Arnold is in Blacksburg, Virginia.
Several of our students were killed. Three that we know were involved either with Campus Crusade for Christ or with one of our sister affiliate ministries called Valor. There's also another student that is not officially listed yet, but since no one can reach her, we believe she must be among the casualties.
Arnold says they're counseling their staff and students. He says patience is the key to outreach right now.
It may be several days before some of the non-believers here are even emotionally able to even cope and begin to grasp spiritual opportunities. Although we're available to them, we want to help them.
Go to our website if you need help coping with this tragedy. Meanwhile, Orissa is one of India's poorest states. It also has one of the worst records for violence against Christians, due in part to Hindu militants and a stringent anti-conversion law. Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India's Dave Stravers, speaking from the region, says the church is growing, but believers are struggling between following their faith and following the law.
Almost all the Christian churches were just baptizing people in secret or ignoring the law, because it was virtually impossible to conduct a baptism following the rules that this anti-conversion law had laid down.
Despite the persecution, Stravers says their teams are active.
In the last 3 days, I've talked to different church leaders here who are involved in evangelistic ministry. They're all very positive. They say they can see the Lord moving in their state, and they believe that the state of Orissa is coming to Christ. And in fact, they talk about sending workers to other states.
You're listening to Mission Network News. The Evangelical Free Church of America International Mission is now operating under a new name, Reach Global. Because he travels in closed countries, we're calling our source Gary. He explains why they felt it was time to make the change.
It focuses us on reaching globally and gives us a platform around the world to involve national partners in a worldwide ministry.
Safety is another reason it was time for the change. In a globalized world, it's healthier and safer for their national partners to be seen as equals with a neutral mission. Their old name implied an American mission. Gary says the change focuses their evangelistic vision.
We're convinced at Reach Global that the future of missions will be not just Americans reaching all people or Europeans reaching all people, but all people involved in missional endeavor all around the world.
Meanwhile, Teen Missions International's Malawi team has been seeing growth at the Sunrise Palms unit. Since they opened, they've taken in 14 girls, but the dorm is self-boarding and many students are too poor to buy food to eat. Add to that a severe countrywide shortage of maize, the main diet staple, the situation becomes critical. Pray that God provides for their needs and funding for the unit. Many of the girls now know Christ and their testimonies are an example to others. And in the months since Hurricane Katrina devastated New Orleans, the storm's wake has created the perfect breeding ground for rats. That's turned into a growing health and safety concern for residents. Operation Blessing partnered with city officials to launch the Rat Busters program. Teams are planting rat bait throughout the city to help suppress the rodent population. It's just one more way OBI shares the hope of Christ as they meet people's physical needs. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news, including pictures. Tell people in your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.